Haviland probably is what we think about here as being fine china.
Yeah, yeah.
I have some pottery brought from Q-U-I-N-P-E-R, Campay in France. It's called Campay ware, I think it's what we... Pottery.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of china?
Yes, a nest egg they put to encourage the hens to lay more. I don't know whether it actually did, but it marked it as a nest, I guess, for them.
Would you call it anything besides a...
Nest egg?
Yeah.
I don't know any other term.
If you were going to call it by what it was made of, you'd call it a... what? Even though you didn't use that term.
Porcelain, I presume.
Or like the dishes we were just talking about?
Porcelain.
China?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a china egg.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't think they ever were. I think they were just porcelain.
Uh-huh.
China was a finer material.
Okay, what would you use to carry water in?
A bucket?
Yeah. Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Well, the metal's lighter, so we... This part of the country, we had metal buckets. I guess the wooden buckets were older, but I'm not familiar with them.
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't say pail. That's Yankee.
You know just what I've got here, don't you?
No, I know the difference in... words here and there.
What all would you use a bucket for, besides just carrying water?
Carrying water? Anything. Carrying grain, or just enough to feed a horse or something, you carry it in a bucket.
Uh-huh. Would you call it anything different if it was plastic?
No, but we didn't have those when I was growing up.
Yeah. So now, what would you call it?
I was trying to think what we say down at the greenhouse. We have some.
Yeah.
I guess we just said bucket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of container did you use to carry food to the pigs?
I guess a bucket. I never did carry any, you know, so I
would you
think about it too much.
Did you have a special container that you threw waste food from the kitchen into?
Garbage can. I have a plastic one in my kitchen. Is that the kind of...
Well, I was thinking about used to, when you're a child. Especially if you save the food to feed it to the animals.
Oh. Well, I think we just had a container in the kitchen, and we didn't have any large container that we saved for the animals.
Uh-huh.
We just didn't keep very much in our kitchen.
Yeah.
But we weren't a real... a farm family, because you see, my mother had never lived, she lived in the country, but not a farm. They just had a home about 2 miles out from town she lived in, but it wasn't by any means a farm.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't know those terms.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fortunately it hadn't rung.
Yeah, hadn't called back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, would you tell me again that little saying that you told me about people with red hair on the way
Redhead gingerbread, 5 cents cabbage head.